Hey guys, welcome to the Jesus Culture Podcast. It's Becky Johnson here, the youth pastor of Jesus Culture Sacramento and co-host of the Jesus Culture Podcast. This is a bonus episode that we are bringing to you this month on parenting. We sat down with Brittany Serple, who is the family life director of Loving on Purpose, an amazing ministry dedicated to building healthy families and relationships. She is the daughter of Danny Silk, who we often have on the podcast, and they're part of the Jesus Culture crew. Anyway, I sat down with her and we just discussed parenting. We both have small children right now and we're kind of in the midst of all the parenting challenges. And she had some amazing wisdom and really great advice on how to navigate parenting your children, going through discipline while remaining connected, the important things that we need to keep in mind as we're interacting with our kids. So if you are a parent of children of any age, if you work closely with children, or if you plan one day to have your own kids, this is going to be an amazing episode for you. So get ready, get your notebooks out. She really has amazing, amazing wisdom and revelation and insight into how to raise powerful, healthy children who are awesome. It was a lot of fun to sit down and chat with her, and we hope to bring you more equipping things like this in the near future. But for now, check out this parenting episode with Brittany Serple. All right, everybody. Well, we are here with Brittany Serple, who I will introduce in just a moment. But I do want to say, we're going to talk about parenting, and we are living like parent life right now, Brittany and I.
We
came outside because your kids are inside.
Mm-hmm.
We're at your beautiful new home.
We are. It's beautiful.
It's a manor. I just got the tour. It's gorgeous out here. And you have a beautiful expanse out in the back. We're looking at the pool and I hear some cows might show up on the scene.
It's true. Cows and turkeys.
So if you guys hear any mooing or gobbling. Yeah. I was going to say turkey sounds.
You should reenact the gobble. Go ahead.
No. That's why we're outside. It's a beautiful day here in Northern California. And we're going to dive in and in a very short time, try to talk about a lot because parenting, I mean, you do like whole summits.
Yes.
And days and days of teaching on this stuff, and there are books written on it. But before we dive into all that, Brittany, quickly tell us who you are, what you do, how amazing you are. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you who I am. I'm Brittany Serple. I am the daughter of a pretty decent guy, I think, Danny Silk, and my mother, who's amazing, Sherry Silk. They have a ministry called Loving on Purpose, which mm-hmm. I run the parenting side of. So I'm the parenting director there and also the events director. So I kind of lead all the crazy chaos that we do with the Life Academy, all those filmings, and all the summits. So
amazing. Just a few things.
Just a few things. Enough to keep me busy.
And you have three children.
Three kids.
How old are they?
Almost 13, which is exciting every day, and a nearly 9-year-old. They're all about to have birthdays, and then a 6-year-old who today lost his second tooth.
So big day.
I know.
Big day in the Serple home. So Brittany, so we do the Loving on Purpose segment now on the podcast, which is a newer one. And Brittany, she helps lead all that. So you hear us talk about the Loving on Purpose, the Life Academy a lot. Banning has had Danny on a lot and he preaches at the local church. And you guys moved down here with us when we moved from Reading.
Like 4 years ago now?
Yeah. And so we're buds. Mm-hmm. The two ministries, we're doing this thing.
We just moved out of the office of Jesus Culture. Yes. I feel like we grew up a little bit because it's our first office, but it's sad to leave JC's office.
You guys have a great space. So that's who Brittany is. And we're going to dive into, like I said, some parenting here. She's the parenting director. I personally can vouch for this stuff that we say. It's a type of, I guess, is it a type of parenting?
Sure, I guess I would say it's a mindset. It's really a shift in how you approach parenting. I think that most of parents that we grew up, I mean, I would even say half of my childhood was the whole fear and control model.
Yes.
Punishment. Mm-hmm. If I scare you enough, maybe I won't, I threaten you enough, I won't actually have to follow through with this because I don't actually know if it'll work.
Oh, yeah. And the louder I get, mm-hmm.
The scarier I am.
Yes, the more serious it is. Or you want me to get dad, or you want me to get mom, you want me to get the other parent, then you'll really be sorry.
My favorite was the counting. Oh. The infinite. What happens when you get to three? But there's no real plan. That's the hardest part is there's no plan once you get to three. And so
there's a story that when I was younger, I don't know, 5 or 6, I was with a babysitter and I asked her, my mom counts to 5. What do you count to? So tell me, how many seconds do I have to not listen?
See, what's funny is I have a story about Adeline, who was with the babysitter, who the babysitter was telling her, brush your teeth, get in bed, jammies, all that. And Adeline looked at her and she says, I need choices. Because she's just not used to just being told. I mean, we tell her what to do, but at the same time, we give lots of choices. So
and we're going to talk about that if you're not familiar with, you know, what she's talking about there. So your dad wrote a book, Loving Your Kids on Purpose.
Yep.
And the ministry is called Loving on Purpose. And you guys have heard us talk about Keep Your Love On, another book. And it's just kind of, it's based a little bit on the love and logic type.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, we say we're doing parenting, loving your kids on purpose style or loving on purpose style. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means. And maybe if you could give us like a quick overview. Yeah, a quick overview of what that is. But I do want to just attest to even my own experience with this. So my husband and I, we had Lucy. She's almost 5 now. But when she was 2 or 3, you and Ben, your husband, did a Loving Your Kids on Purpose parenting class. Yeah, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks.
Yep.
And we dove in and we're just getting into the need to really discipline, you know, a toddler and do the...
free will was bubbling over.
Yes, exactly. Her personality. All of a sudden, we didn't know what we were doing.
Learned the word no.
Exactly. Yes. I was going to say all of a sudden we lost control, but we really didn't have control in the first place. So we did, you know, however many weeks it was, and it just absolutely transformed the way that we viewed our kid, the way that we parented, the interactions we were having, the way we did discipline. And I had a lot of the culture already being from Bethel, but didn't realize how much intentionality it was going to require on our end to point it to our kid.
Yeah.
And so it's just personally, we use the tools daily, hourly, minutely, if you can say.
It's your culture.
Yes, it's our culture in our home. So I'm excited to dive in. But yeah, if you could give us, all right, when we say, you know, the choices, this parenting style, what is it exactly?
I'd say the biggest place to start with is that it's rooted with the goal of connection. That every decision I make, every choice I give, every really... The big thing is consistency. My culture that I'm creating with my family, the main goal is connection. So I think that that's, to me, it's second nature. It's just easy to do. It's always on the, it's always present in my heart. But I think in a lot of homes, it's something that you have to train yourself in. So I think the goal of connection would be the number one thing. If I could just say one thing, I think giving empowerment to our kids so that we help our children become amazing adults. And whatever they do with their life, whether they're the president of the United States or they run a grocery store, they do it with integrity, character, and they have amazing relationship skills. So I think that that's part of our goal is we're not here to control you or to dictate what you do in life, but to maintain connection. So that when you get big and, you know, you're as an adult child, that's all that my parents have is their connection to motivate my heart to hear their wisdom or even their counsel that they give. It's really rooted in this place of connection.
So good. So simple, yet it's so not the norm. And hopefully we are seeing a generation where it's becoming the norm. But I know something for us, our family, we heard it put, you know, the choices thing, which we're going to talk about, giving your kids choices. But, you know, I think your dad or maybe it was you, somebody said, you know, we want to teach our kids to think yeah, for themselves. Totally. And if we make every decision for them, what's going to happen when they're 16 years old and they're at that party and they've never had to make their own decision? And I thought, oh my gosh, that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
I was never given a choice on what to wear, what to eat, or shower first, or brush my teeth first. Everything was just told to me.
Yeah.
And that was kind of an eye-opener for us on having our own kids. Like, we want to teach these kids to think and to make good choices. So first question, and you talked about connection. Why do we need to stay connected to our kids?
Well, I think that's our greatest place of influence is when we're connected. Mm-hmm. If you take it outside of the home, and you think about the most influential people in your life, I think of teachers that I had, and the ones that I was most influenced by that changed how I pursued school or even looked at different things or gave me hope were the ones I had the greatest connection with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same is at home, is that I don't want to be just a talking head to my child. Mm-hmm. I want them to realize that they have the other half of this relationship, and they can hurt me so bad, and they can also bring me so much joy, And so staying connected to their heart and giving good feedback and teaching them about feedback, I think, is all part of this process of our verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Delaney's almost 13, and so we are in the land of, she wants to be free. She wants to be like she's 16, but yet she's 12-ish, and so our connection really is such a crucial element for having a place of influence, which is what every parent really wants, is they want to influence their child to make good choices.
And the opposite of that is, okay, so I don't have connection, but I'm just going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it, and you're going to listen. What's the breakdown there for parents who don't value the connection?
Well, I think that every parent's trying to be the absolute best parent they know how to be. I don't think there's any parent out there that's saying, I'm going to do a horrible job on purpose. I don't think that's anyone's ever thought. But what happens is when we get scared, we try and control.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happens, is I try and control you because I'm afraid that you're going to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
I always laugh because so many people want to say that, you're frustrating me or I'm mad at you. And even with Delaney, she'll tell me, are you mad? I'm like, I know you think that I might be mad, but I'm actually really just hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so even getting all these tools that we use, I tell parents when they come to the seminars, like, if you're here for me to help you change your child, just know I'm actually here to help you change you.
Mm.
Because you're the one setting the culture in your home.
Yeah.
And so you're the one demonstrating the value of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just with your children, but it's with your spouse as well. It's such a huge influence to your whole home.
So true.
So yeah, when you're afraid, you get the worst, and usually you go into a control mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just destructive, because all it takes for them to go, no. And then what do you do?
Yeah.
You get loud, you get scary, you get mean, you make a mess, but you've just introduced that that's okay, and that's the normal in our home, is disrespect.
Right, and you lose that connection.
And then they just do it right back to you. Mm-hmm. It's just this
cycle.
Horrible cycle that everyone thinks that they learn disrespect from someone else, but it's usually us.
Yeah, it's so good. You're probably just, I can feel the people listening like, oh, that's my home right now, but it's not bad because we don't intend it. I mean, even when Derek and I first went to that, when we started that parenting class with you guys, we were like, things are not what we knew we didn't like what we were seeing. Cause I'm getting, more forceful as she's now, we're entering terrible twos and threes, and she's just going off the wall. I'm like, I do not like what's coming out of me.
Right. It has a lot to do with managing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just over and over again, I am confronted with what comes out of my mouth is an overflow of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so what am I trying to do?
Yeah.
Am I trying to scare her into submission of what I believe is right, with Delaney or Lincoln or whoever it is?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I trying to expose my heart so that you learn to be influenced by my heart and not afraid of my words?
Mm.
And, so again, I think that we're just changing the culture.
Yeah.
And no one's trying to do a bad job, like you said.
Right.
They're just all like, help me. Help me, help me. Every stage, there's so many emails that come in about toddlers. They're like, save us.
Oh my gosh. So let's talk a little bit about choices. Mm-hmm. So this, a key part of the loving on purpose parenting style is giving your kid choices. So let's quickly explain what, you know, for the listener who's never heard that, what does that mean? Choices on what? And then the why?
Yeah, I think, you know, choices are simply, let's say you've got a toddler. Do you want to sit inside in your high chair or do you want to sit outside in your high chair? Because what's going to happen is you're going to sit in your high chair when you eat. But I don't care if we sit outside or inside. Mm-hmm. And it's just that little bit of power for them because, you know, I've heard many times from my father, the only difference between a toddler and a teenager is body hair. And so they crave control and independence. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to verbalize it very well, mm-hmm. but they just want a bit of freedom, mm-hmm. just like everyone. Everyone right. wants freedom. So I give it to you in the places that I can afford it, which is where we have the high chair.
Right.
What color plate you have from, you know, wherever. How much juice you get. Do you mm-hmm. want a half a cup or a whole cup? I mean, it's really just silly things. It's yeah. not even big stuff because you're just practicing a new language.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people get so stuck on is they don't practice the choices until it's the big scary ones. Mm. And then they give the same choice, which is, do you want to do what I say or do you want to do what I say? You know, and they're like, there's not really a whole lot of empowerment in mm-hmm. that moment. And again, the why is really, I want you to feel empowered in my presence. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel that I'm not here to control you.
Yeah.
But, you know, things I do control as a parent are permission, opportunity, and resource. Mm-hmm. So that's what you do control out of everything in the world. You don't get to control if they throw their sippy cup across the floor mm-hmm. or they lie about texting to their boyfriend mm-hmm. or if they lie that they daddy signed the report card or not. You know, you don't get to control any of that, but you do give permission to, oh, I'm so sorry that that was the choice that you made because you won't be able to make it to Bobby's birthday party this mm-hmm. weekend. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can try again next time.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's a language of empowerment. It's really made for us to share the control because if you don't share the control, you just lose all of the control. Mm-hmm. And so again, I'm sharing this control in areas where I can. It looks very different in toddler land.
Yeah, at each stage.
Mm-hmm. And the freedoms that you start introducing, because as you can imagine, a teenager is probably not going to want you to say, do you want the red cup or the blue cup for dinner? But to a 5-year-old, they go, oh yeah, here's my moment. I get to choose. And I'm picking the blue one this time, man. And they're like, great. You're like, yeah. I don't care at all.
And now what everybody's thinking, well, my kid goes neither.
Yep. Because there's always, always option C in the child's mind. And then you just repeat, do you want the red cup or the blue cup? Mm. And you usually follow it up fairly quickly with you decide or I decide. Mm. And every child that has got this new world of choices is going to throw a fit over mm-hmm. what color cup they got. Mm-hmm. That is completely normal. So don't feel discouraged when your kid doesn't choose and then throws a fit over a cup.
Yes.
You just then go into the next phase of the language, which you can find all that, the Life Academy and stuff, because again, we don't have all the time. But
yeah.
But really, you always offer those two choices. You stick to the two choices that you offered. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents I know, you know, they've got future lawyers at home who they're like, their option is better than what I gave them.
I think I might have one of those.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay. So then they accept option C, but then they've just taught their child that really what mom and dad say isn't the final word.
Yeah.
So that's why you stick to your two choices mm-hmm. and then you follow through with you decide or I decide.
Right.
And, you know, there's some other key phrases that are helpful to not engage in argument because that's such a disruptive thing to introduce into your world. But again, it's all about empowering. And I don't get very far into someone not wanting to make a choice because they believe I will completely make it for them.
Right.
But the whole process is I've empowered you, and you have chosen to default back to me.
Right.
But I'm not immediately just sweeping in going, here's the red cup. Well, I don't want the red cup. No, it's the red cup. You get the red cup. It's a red or blue. You decide or I decide. okay, I'm going to decide.
Yes.
And because I want them to feel empowered in my presence.
And these are this choices thing. You all the way up to teenager.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you just came over the house and I said, do you want coffee or water? And you're like, water. I'm like, do you want a LaCroix or do you want ice in your cup? And you're like, all the choices. I'm like, this is just how I think. I can't make it stop.
That's awesome.
And
yes.
It really is, comes out of a heart of, I want you to feel good. That you had all these opportunities to have a choice.
Yes.
That I'm not making decisions for you, but I want you to feel empowered in my presence, mm-hmm. which I don't know if you felt that over coffee and water.
I felt so empowered over mm-hmm. my water.
But it's literally how I think, because I've trained my way of just approaching pretty much every situation.
Right.
Is this way.
So good.
So it's not just children, but this is mostly where I use it, yes.
Yes. It's so good. You know, for a lot of people when they hear this, it is a kind of a mind-shattering mm-hmm. thing if you've never thought about empowering your children, or you know that you could stay connected to them in the midst of discipline.
Yep.
That it doesn't have to be explosive arguments. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really is a paradigm shift. And like you said, I love what you said. It's a culture. It's mm-hmm. so much more than a couple of parenting tricks. Yeah. It's a culture. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more, but again, that's why it's so much, like we could have a whole podcast itself on this.
Well,
stuff.
I hope that we're going to do a parenting podcast.
Yes, you really, that's what I'm thinking. We need a parenting podcast.
That's coming.
For me, at least, like if I could just come once a week and ask you all the questions from
my
week.
And I'll give you choices for coffee and water.
But again, they can find parenting resources on the Life Academy, mm-hmm. the book Loving Your Kids on Purpose, written by Danny Silk.
And our app has lots of free resources.
You have an app? What's mm-hmm. the app?
Loving on Purpose.
Loving on Purpose in the App Store. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah. So make sure you guys get connected to all that, and we'll do just two more questions, and then I think there will be probably a lot of listener questions, so maybe we could do a follow-up, a part two. But you said you get this question everywhere you go, mm-hmm. and I'm imagining it's ringing in the head of some people listening, spanking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no? Just tell me, do I do it or not? What's the go-to? Is it good or bad?
Well, I think, you know, I've spanked all of my children. I would say that it has gotten less and less with each child I've had because I've gotten better and better at the tools. So Delaney, practice child number one, I've already apologized to her many a times for her just being the guinea pig, but, you know, and I was learning these tools. I grew up with them, but to apply them in your own home, the application process is just completely different. I was sure that my dad was wrong and that his book didn't actually work when I had Delaney. I was like, mm-mm. Have you met this child? She's hard.
That's funny.
But, yeah, so I had lots of spankings with Elaine. She was a very different kid. I mean, she's super strong-willed, and she was the first child we had. The next child was Adeline, who is a little bit more chill. I mean, honestly, we didn't know if she's going to have a personality until about 3, and then she finally showed up. I was like, oh, there she is. But she just didn't really cry unless she was hungry. I mean, she just was completely different than Delaney. And her love language was different. And so a spanking for her was so much more costly mm-hmm. Than when we spanked Delaney. And even Lincoln. Lincoln's kind of similar. He's like a mix between the two of them a little bit. But I honestly, you know, I'm not against spanking. I think that, you know, I haven't spanked my kids except for when they were really little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people spanking well until 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would have to wrestle them.
Yeah.
And that just feels incredibly violating.
Yeah.
For me. But again, it shouldn't be the only tool you're using.
Mm.
It should be the last option tool.
Mm.
That looks like lots of empowerment all the way through,
mm-hmm.
Lots of choices,
yes.
Lots of good communication with, this is feels really yucky for mommy. I don't like how you're talking to me. It feels painful. Do you want to go away? Do you need to go in your room? Do you want to sit in a chair? You know, again, lots of choices. And if they still are out of control, that's when I'd say, do you want to gain control of yourself or do you need my help?
Mm.
It's still another choice.
Okay, Brittany, could you maybe, and like for people, for context, you go and you do parenting conferences, right? Like summits, seminars. Mm-hmm. So you spend days with actual parents.
Real
in,
parents.
In the thick of parenting.
The ones that look terrified
so, yes,
on their
so
face.
You're interacting a ton with people just in their everyday real struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you see as you're working with parents, you know, all across the nation really,
yeah.
on just like some key hiccups, like, oh,
yeah,
you know, call it mistakes or what have you, of like, oh, if you could just fix this thing.
I think the hardest thing for parents is the consistency part. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, when we, because I'm calling you out and telling you to, hey, if this is what your goal is, then you're going to have to change your whole world. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents are hoping that I'm going to change their kid.
So consistency in what? Consistency in discipline and in love?
It's in everything. The pursuit of connection. Like, mm-hmm. that's the goal. That's what children feel from you, mm-hmm. not the consistency of fear and punishment, because mm-hmm. that was the old message. It would be the consistency in the choices, mm-hmm. In the key phrases. Again, it's, you know, your words have to have value. And often, you know, I've heard this expression is that, are you paying your mortgage with pennies? Because that doesn't show a whole lot of value. It sounds like you hate somebody that you are going to pay your mortgage in pennies versus $100 bills.
Right.
So I think that, you know, there's the phrase, few words mixed with meaningful action. That's a really big one. So when I tell my kids no problem, when they didn't do their chore, and I've asked them, mm-hmm. you know, I'm gracious. I'm not like some yeah. drill sergeant that's, you know, doesn't have any grace. But I'll be like, hey, guys, I asked you to pick up your shoes, mm-hmm. or I asked you to put your backpack away. And then I'll mention it again. And then I said, no problem, guys, I'll handle it. They all scatter, because just that phrase, no problem, means that there's no problem for me, but a possible problem come up for them. But I have worked at this.
Yes, and showing that you mean what you say.
Yeah, that I mean what I say, and that I'm going to follow through. And same thing goes with when I say I'm scared, mm-hmm. or I'm hurt, or I love you. Mm-hmm. All of my words have great value, mm-hmm. because I have demonstrated over and over again the consistency behind them.
And do you think parents just get tired? They give in, right?
100%. So. They get tired. We get lazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in a generation of instant and now, mm-hmm. you know. So we want our kids to be instant and now. Mm-hmm. Listen and obey now. Ready, yeah. go. Sleep. Tell a baby, a newborn, to sleep through the night.
I've got a four-month-old right now. Yeah, yeah. That's not working.
No, no. So I think that's probably where we struggle most, is we get tired. We get discouraged. Mm-hmm. I think the other thing is we probably don't allow enough grace in the hard moments when we, you know, get angry and we maybe yell or we say something we didn't really mean. Mm-hmm. The opportunity to say I'm sorry and clean up our mess seems to be a lost art, because we feel like we can't show weakness
to our kids. Mm-hmm. So saying I'm sorry to our kids is important.
It's huge, especially when you're new at this, mm-hmm. and you're changing your culture. It's going to be messy. It's going to be a little hard, and your kids are going to be like, what are you doing? But I always tell people, if you feel like you've made a mess, which usually you have disconnect in your home, mm-hmm. because of messes, because of things that's been said and the culture that's been set. So I always say, before you do anything, go in, apologize to your kids for what you've said in the past, for the heart behind your words, mm-hmm. and say, we're going to do something new. And it might be hard and different for all of us, but my goal is to pursue connection with you.
So good.
And let me know if I hurt your feelings.
Wow.
Which is hard to say.
Yeah.
We're giving our children permission to kind of keep us accountable.
Yeah.
You said you want this.
Yeah.
But you have to build that trust to get it back, which is so hard, I think, because parents are afraid to give away that trust.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to hold you to it. You have to have a parenting podcast.
Okay.
Because it's good stuff. I need it.
I want to do it. I do. I really do.
As we wrap up, would you, you know, for those listening who maybe don't have kids, or who have tiny babies, or who aren't even, you know, they're not married yet, how are these tools helpful outside of parenting?
You know, I have given choices to adults many times.
Hey, my water. That's what you were doing.
Yeah, I did. I have used the key phrases and choosing not to argue with a not very fun person that is very upset, because I'm choosing to have value for that person and respect for the conversation, even though that they're not. Mm-hmm. I'm using these tools to communicate that I have respect, and I'm not going to lower my respect just because you are. Mm-hmm. So really, there are lots of relational tools within this. We point a lot of it at parenting, but honestly, they're just people.
tools.
People tools. Because your kids are people. Imagine that.
It's weird. I thought they just came out as, you know, these alien forms monsters trying to take over my life.
Well, on perfect, on cue, your dog has just walked
I
up.
I know, she
Reagan,
did.
She's here. This was so good, Brittany. I have, again, taken away some good reminders and refreshers. Get to go home and put some of this stuff into Perfect. Practice right mm-hmm. now. Thank you so much for joining us. And everybody, again, she says things like the key phrases, all of that stuff. You got to dive into this resource. It's really not difficult if you're like, oh, I don't have time. It's really quick. It's
giving it to you in all the different options you could need it.
Yeah. So app, audio, video, mm-hmm. reading.
Yep.
So we'll put all this stuff up on the website. But basically, just go to, is it Life Academy?
That or lovingonpurpose.com.
Lovingonpurpose.com. Google the Life Academy and check it out. And yeah, on Instagram, mm-hmm. it is.
Well, there's Dani Silk at Loving on Purpose or Brittany Serple.
Okay, so at Brittany Serple, and we'll put that on our Instagram so you can find it. We'll tag her. And at Dani Silk, Loving on Purpose, points you to all these tools and just giving you even practical daily advice for different circumstances mm-hmm. and situations. So hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. It is always a pleasure. Brittany, I love your
thank
new
you.
Home.
Thank you.
So and I think, I imagine I'll be coming back with my microphone.
Good.
For some water.
Let's
some choices.
Enjoy the countryside.
Thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully you got a lot of nuggets out of that episode and took some notes, listen to it again, bookmark this episode and come back to it. We are praying for you as you are parenting your children. And it's always our heart at the Jesus Culture Podcast to equip you and give you tools that help you practically and spiritually and emotionally. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. As always, leave us a review on iTunes. It really helps us out. And you can connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at JC Podcast. We would love to hear from you. And we would love to know what other topics you would like episodes on, like this one, this bonus episode that's just kind of all about resourcing and equipping. If there are more topics that you would want to hear us cover, please let us know. Just shout us out on Instagram, leave a comment, or mention us on Twitter. Again, that's at JC Podcast. All right, guys, we will see you next time.